Welcome back to another episode of Vanguard Radio. I'm your host, J. Richard Jones. Today, we are pleased to welcome back our guest, Astrid Newland, who is the Business Development Executive with Thales Canada Defense and Security. She's going to provide us an update on a program that she is participating in with Wounded Warriors Canada. We've invited Astrid to come on the show to talk about a very important project that she's working on. She is on a mission to raise awareness of PTSD issues and to raise funds for mental health programs for first responders and their families. On June 6, 2019, we will mark the 75th anniversary of D-Day. So Astrid is working to join a team of Canadians who will be cycling 600 kilometers in 6 days from Dieppe to Juneau Beach in support of this project and honoring the fallen soldiers for this. So Astrid, welcome to our show and tell us more about this project that you're working on. It sounds exciting. It sounds like a great cause and we certainly want to support you and your colleagues.
Great. Thank you, John. Thank you very much for allowing me an opportunity to speak with you on this podcast. So I've been involved with Wounded Warriors Canada for going on three and a half years. I've been on three bike rides with them, and Wounded Warriors Canada puts on two bike rides every year. One is called BBR, Battlefield Bike Ride, and one is called the Highway of Heroes Bike Ride. So the Highways of Heroes is a local bike ride. Domestic, it's from CSB Trenton to Queen's Park over a two-day period, 240 kilometers. And then the BBR rides are, as you said, around 600, 650 kilometers. And so next year, it is Operation Overlord. It is the 75th anniversary of the Battle of Normandy, and we will be cycling from Dieppe to Juneau Beach. We start on May 30th, and we ride until June 6th, which is the actual anniversary date. And all of the cyclists, we all raise money for programs that Wounded Warriors supports for first responders and for members of the Canadian Armed Forces, serving members and retired or veterans. And those programs are geared towards living with PTSD and overcoming PTSD. And a variety of programs that include equine programs as well as many others. And my goal, I'm not a retired or a veteran of either first responders or Canadian Armed Forces, but I do respect the fact that these people have, you know, served our countries to protect us and want to do what I can to give back. So my goal is to continue to raise funds and provide awareness. I have to say last year I did the Vimy bike ride in 2017. And what an incredible feeling it was to be one of 150 cyclists wearing Canadian cycling jerseys, cycling through small town France and Belgium, and the amount of people who would clap and cheer as we went by. It was a very emotional journey. It was incredibly hard cycling and emotional and rewarding all at the same time.
Well, these programs are so vital. It's an opportunity for us to help take care of those who took care of us. And I mean, mental illness and health problems, you know, everybody knows somebody in a family or a friend who has to work with these challenges. I certainly enjoy every time you come on the show, me and the Vanguard team, we get to live vicariously through your eyes, and we really enjoy the stories and, you know, the camaraderie and the leadership. It is also a tale of overcoming and really pushing and trying yourself, and support and friendship. Is that a safe thing to say? That seems to be your experience on all the rides that you've gone on, really.
Absolutely. I mean, on the Highway of the Hero ride this past August, My goal was to do the full 120 kilometers on Saturday and 120 kilometers on Sunday. And the Saturday ride was a harder ride, in my opinion, more hills. And I was the last rider over the line. It was, you know, everybody's getting on the bus, and I was the last one. But I told the organizers, I just want to make it, I want to pedal every single stroke that I can. And I couldn't have done it without the organizer support. The organization is incredible, but also the amount of cyclists who would just, you know, pat your back or just say a positive thing when you think, I can't do one more pedal. And then you think, if this is what I'm doing for fun, I mean, my family thinks I'm a bit crazy that I want to do this for fun. I can't even imagine what the serving members in the first responders and the military, you know, I can't even imagine the difficulty that they go through. So, and the same thing with the Vimy bike ride, the amount of times where there was a hill and a super strong cyclist would put their arm on their hand on my back and help me up the hill while I'm pedaling, to the point that I had to change gears because I was pedaling so fast, was amazing. They just helped me get up the hill so I could make the next hill. And the support amongst the cyclists is amazing. The other thing that was poignant for me at the Highway to Hero ride this year is there's a cyclist who is an amputee. And, you know, it was hard to keep up with him. I was in admiration of him the whole time.
Do you know what? I believe that, and that's not the first time that I've seen that. I've witnessed that myself with cyclists. It's incredible. Astrid, now, how can our listenership and readership get involved in supporting you? Or if they want to know more about the Wounded Warriors program and this specific ride, where do they go?
So they can go to woundedwarriorscanada.ca. The website. They can sponsor any rider by following the links within that website, and you could look up my name, Astrid Neuland, if you're interested, or you could sponsor any other rider. You could also simply make a straight donation to the organization. That could be a one-time, it could be a monthly donation, and of course this goes towards your Canada Revenue Agency taxes. It, you know, can be a tax benefit. And, you know, now that, you know, it's the end of the calendar year, people are looking at the various ways that they can make their taxes best when they file them next spring. So aside RSPs and all those things that we all think about, donations, charitable donations is an important part of your tax situation. So if that fits into your profile, you could go to woundedwarriorscanada.ca and sponsor me or any other cyclist.
Well, that's an added perk. We've had the opportunity to speak with Astrid Neuland, Business Development Executive with TALUS Canada Defense and Security. I want to thank you, Astrid, for coming on the show and providing this update to us. It's been a pleasure to have you on again, and I hope you'll come on for your next ride, too. We really enjoy hearing these updates.
Yes, absolutely. Thanks so much, John.
Thank you.